Hello, and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is the 30th Sunday in Ordinary Time, and from New Zealand, we hear from Sister Judith Ann O'Sullivan. Sister Judith Ann lives in Dunedin and is a preacher and spiritual director. Her preaching is entitled Faith, Hope, and Love.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. You shall love the Lord your God and your neighbor as yourself. When the Pharisees heard that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together, and one of them, a scholar of the law, tested him by asking, "Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest?" He said to them, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and the first commandment. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. The whole law and the prophets depend on these two commandments." And this is the gospel, the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Recently at Mass, the response to the psalm was, "The vineyard of the Lord is the house of Israel." As we repeated this phrase over and over, my eyes filled with tears as I pondered on life in the house of Israel today. Really, it's all so depressing. It's too hard. What is life all about? These are the questions that I am hearing constantly from many hearts, and I dare say we all are. In today's context, the challenge is to keep faith, hope, and love alive. So just as we say beauty is in the eye of the beholder, we need to see hope and love alive in the heart of the believer, the one who is willing to struggle with and talk about their doubts. What we see happening in our world may be unbelievable, yet Jesus, who was constantly put to the test, simply spoke from the depth of his heart, from the experience of his relationships. Just when he had confronted the Pharisees, who tried to trick him by asking, should they pay taxes to the emperor or not, they came at him again, to one of their expert lawyers. What is the most important commandment in the law? Jesus knew what game they were playing and simply responded, stating the top priority of loving God with the whole heart, soul, and mind, followed by the requirement to love others as much as they loved themselves. Now this, perhaps, is the string in the tail. To love others with the same love with which we love ourselves. Now transition that love into our world today. Let's pause for a moment and ask ourselves, do I love myself? Isn't it selfish to love myself? Yet, this is what Jesus commands. Love your neighbor as yourself. Jesus was the greatest teacher the world has known. He taught from his knowledge of God, of humanity, and the awareness of himself as the bridge between the two. He was and is love made flesh. He was love on fire, the fire of God burning with love. This is true love, self-emptying love which gives to the other from true self-love. Because he knew what love was, he could answer the question of the Pharisee as to what was the most important commandment. You must love God with all your heart and soul and mind, and your neighbor as yourself. And lest I forget to practice what I am preaching, let me remind myself and all of us that our hope rests in trusting God's grace, which is sufficient, given to us in Jesus. This grace, this love, is available every time we call on God. May our witness in a world torn apart by violence, inequality, exclusion, be a visible belonging to the love and peace of the body of Christ. On our pilgrimage through life, may we know we are embraced by God's loving friendship. Amen.